ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् यस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ निमित्तं मनश्चक्षुरादिप्रवृत्तौ निरस्ताखिलोपाधिराकाशकल्पः रविर्लोकचेष्टानिमित्तं यथा यः स नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा यमग्न्युष्णवन्नित्यबोधस्वरूपम् मनश्चक्षुरादीन्यबोधात्मकानि प्रवर्तन्त आश्रित्य निष्कम्पमेकम् स नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा ओके इन् दीस् फस्ट् टु वर्सस् Hastamalakacharya presents the swarupam of consciousness, the nature of consciousness. And how it is distinct from the body, mind, sense complex. And it is this consciousness which alone lends sentiency consciousness to the body mind's complex. That is how body mind's, the inert material body, inert material mind and sense organs become active and functional. Except that we saw in the first two verses. Third verse,
मुखाभासको दर्पणे दृश्यमानो मुखाभासको दर्पणो दर्पणे दृश्यमानः मुखाभासको दर्पणे दृश्यमानः मुखत्वात् पृथक्त्वेन नैवास्ति वस्तु मुखत्वात् पृथक्त्वेन नैवास्ति वस्तु चिदाभासकोधीषु जीवोऽपि तद्वत् चिदाभासकोधीषु जीवोऽपि तद्वत् स नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा स नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा मुखाभासको दर्पणे दृश्यमानः मुखत्वात् पृथक्त्वेन नैवास्ति वस्तु चिदाभासकोधीषु जीवोऽपि तद्वत् स नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा
सो इन् दिस् वर्स् What is Jivaha and what is its plight? He says. See, Mukha Abhasakaha Darpane Drishyamanaha. Darpanaha means mirror. Darpane Drishyamanaha Mukha Abhasakaha. Mukham face. Abhasaha reflection. So Abhasakaha, when the ka is added, it is said that inferior. The inferiority of reflection is implied by this letter ka. Abhasaha means reflection. And that Abhasaha reflection is inferior to the original. That inferiority is mentioned actually when the ka is added, inferiority is also implied. So, mukha abhasakaha ஆபாசக சேம் மீனிங். ஓகே, ஆபாசக ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன், ஆபாசக்கா ஆல்சோ மீன்ஸ் ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன். பட் வை கா தட் ஆபாசகா, த கா ஆடட் டு தி ஆபாசகா இம்ப்ளைஸ் த இன்ஃபீரியாரிட்டி ஆஃப் தி ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன். சோ முக ஆபாசகா த ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் ஆஃப் த ஃபேஸ் திருஷ்யமான விச் இஸ் பீங் சீன் இன் தி மிரர், தர்ப்பணே திருஷ்யமான முகத்வாத் வித்தவுட் தி ஃபேஸ் அதர் தேன் தி ஃபேஸ் பிருத்தக்த்வேன செப்பரேட்லி நைவ அஸ்தி, இட் இஸ் நாட் தேர், இட் இஸ் நாட் தேர் மீன்ஸ் இட் டசன்ட் ஹாவ் இண்டிபெண்டன்ட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். ஓகே, ஐ ஹேவிங் கிவன் திஸ் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஆஃப் ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் ஆஃப் ஃபேஸ் அண்ட் மிரர், ஹஸ்தாமனக ஆச்சாரியா ஆக்சுவலி டெக்ஸஸ் டு தி ஜீவா. திஸ் ஜீவா இஸ் கால்டு மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன் ஆர் ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் ஆஃப் கான்சியஸ்னஸ், சித் ஆபாசகா, சித் ஆபாசகா வித் ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் ஆஃப் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் ஆல்சோ ஆர் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன் ஆஃப் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் ஆல்சோ இஸ் இன்ஃபீரியர். Now, the inferior in the sense when compared to the original. Of course, the reflection is original, just as the reflection is of the face is of the original face, whereas the original face is not the reflection. So here how to understand, we have to see here. First here, upalabdhihi. I've been telling you from every line, the word upalabdhihi is repeated. Saha upalabdhi swarupaha aham atma. Aham, I am the self, aham atma, am of the nature of consciousness. Upalabdhihi is a very unique word meaning consciousness. You'd have heard so many other words. Chit, Chaitanyam, Chitihi, so many words you would, Jnanam, so many words you have heard which imply the nature of reality, consciousness. But Upalabdhihi is also called consciousness. You know why? Upalabdhihi literally means that which is available. That which alone is always is called Upalabdhihi. So Upalabdhihi is conscious, pure consciousness. So he says, Aham, Upalabdhihi means I am pure consciousness. So in the first two verses, Kastamalaka revealed, discussed the nature of consciousness. We'll see that again. And here, and this consciousness is all pervasive. So what Kastamalaka says, I the consciousness, I the pure consciousness am alone, get reflected in many minds. Many minds. And how many minds? In Sukshma Shariram, there are infinite number of minds. Therefore, infinite number of Sukshma Sharirani. Therefore, in all these infinite minds, there are infinite number of reflections of consciousness. And this mind is product of what we should not forget. Mind is a product of sattvic aspect of all elements. So, mind is a product of sattvic aspect of all five elements. So mind being made up of subtle form of matter, the sattvic aspect of five elements, is mind is the reflecting medium of consciousness. As I mentioned many times, consciousness is all pervasive, but still consciousness is available for experience, available for recognition only where it is manifest. And manifestation is possible, reflection of consciousness is available only in subtle matter. Consciousness is reflected only in subtle matter, in the sense subtle matter in the form of mind. Therefore, there alone it is available for recognition, even though it is all pervasive. Now, this chit abhasakaha, reflection of consciousness, is available only where the reflecting medium is. The chit abhasakaha, manifest consciousness, reflected consciousness, is available for recognition only where the reflecting medium is. Therefore, we have to understand, first qualification, we have to understand, this reflected consciousness, chittabhasaha, is as a locus located. Chittabhasaha is located. Reflection is located. Why? It is available only where the reflecting medium is. It is not available for recognition everywhere, even though it is all pervasive. Therefore, it has the status of being the located. It is the first feature of, we are understanding now, we are trying to understand the nature of the chidabhasakaha. What are all the features of the nature of the chitabhasakaha? It has location. Chitabhasakaha has location, reflection of consciousness, manifestation of consciousness, manifest consciousness has location. Like what? Your reflected face has a location. Where is the reflected face? Reflected face is only in the reflecting medium, the mirror. Suppose there are so many things around you, only in the mirror is in front of you, only in the mirror your face is reflected. But on the wall, on the cupboard, everywhere it is not reflected. Therefore, reflected face has a location. Mirror, similarly, reflected consciousness also has location, that is reflecting medium, the mind. This is called parichinnam. So, chidabhasaha, first feature you have to remember is what? Chidabhasaha, reflected consciousness, being located in a given reflecting medium, it is located. Parichinnatvam asti. It has the status of being the located. Parichinnatvam asti. Chidabhasakasya parichinnatvam asti. What does it mean? The reflection of consciousness has the location, number one feature. Then, reflecting media, the minds are infinite. Minds, please remember, in this verse, first I am telling you the features, the nature of the reflected, manifest consciousness. No, first feature understood, parichinnatvam means being located. Okay, it has location. It has the status of being the located, number one feature. Number two feature, reflecting media, the minds are many. Therefore, reflections are also many. Anekatvam. Chidabhasakasya anekatvam asti. Anekatvam means what? Plurality asti. So reflection of consciousness has plurality, anekatvam. So parichinnatvam, it has the status of being located. Anekatvam, it has plurality. Mean chidabhasakaha has plurality. You can say they are plural in number. Why? Because reflecting media are infinite number of minds. Infinite number of sukshma sharirani, are there. Therefore, infinite number of minds are there. Therefore, infinite number of reflections of consciousness are also there. Anekatvam, second feature. Now, the third feature is, there is a difference in, there's difference in reflecting medium. Reflecting media are different. The reflecting medium being infinite in number, there are also difference in their nature. That is, reflecting media are subject to gradation. The difference is there. Taratamyatvam. See, the plant body, plant sukshma shairam is different. And there, the condition of the plant sukshma, nature of the plant sukshma shairam being very, very inferior, in keeping with the inferiority of the reflecting medium, the manner of reflection of consciousness also is of inferior quality. So the brightness or the dullness of the reflected consciousness is dependent upon the reflecting medium. Just as the dusty mirror, the reflection on the of your face on the dusty mirror is blurred and unclear, not bright. So also, in keeping with the difference in the reflecting medium also, the reflection, the quality of reflection differs. So the implant, you see, plant consciousness is far inferior to the consciousness reflected in, manifest in the animals, all the animals. And whereas the consciousness manifest in human shariram is different from the consciousness manifest in other beings. Consciousness reflected in human mind is far superior consciousness. What is the difference? There's no difference in consciousness, but difference is definitely in reflection of consciousness. Because of the reflection, difference in the reflecting media. So there's a gradation in reflections of consciousness in keeping with the difference in the quality of the reflecting medium. And this third feature is called what? Taratamyatvam. Parichinnatvam, number one feature. Anekatvam, number two feature. Number three, third feature is what? Taratamyatvam. Taratamyatvam means the gradation in the gradation in the reflection in keeping with the difference in reflecting medium. Okay. And another feature also we have to remember, one more important feature is that this reflection of consciousness, before we go to reflection of consciousness, let us understand the example here. See, what about the mirror? Mirror is there stationed. And the reflection of your face in the mirror, is it real or not real? Is it real or not real? We cannot say. I tell you what it is. Does it have independent existence or dependent existence? That we can definitely say. So reflection of consciousness is dependent on the source of its source. And second thing, it's also dependent on the reflecting medium. So reflection of consciousness is dependent on the existence of the reflecting medium. So chidabhasakaha as dependent existence is called what? Paratantriyam, paratantratvam. Paratantratvam means dependence. This chidabhasakaha, reflection of consciousness, reflected consciousness has dependent existence. If there is no reflecting medium, then reflection cannot be there. You see, it has dependence. Fourth feature. And the fifth feature, we cannot say it is real or not real. Why? Because it is mithya, we can say. That's why we are going to say it's mithya. When the mirror moves, face moves. When the mirror moves, the reflection moves. Original face does not move. The mirror moves, the reflection also moves. The reflection is, mirror is dusty, reflection also is dusty. If it is real, then when the original face is not there, it must be able to be there independently without the original face. So without the original face, it cannot be there. Therefore, it cannot be said, it cannot be real. At the same time, when the mirror breaks, it disappears. Therefore, it is not real. At the same time, it is not unreal also. Why it's not unreal? It is not unreal because when the mirror moves, the reflection moves. But the original face doesn't move. Therefore, it cannot be defined as real nor as it unreal. That's why we call it mithya. Anirvachaniyatvam. Reflection of consciousness has anirvachaniyatvam. Anirvachaniyatvam means anirvachaniyatvam. It has the status of being the mithya. These are the features, five features I want you to remember. So now, this is what chidabhasaha is. It has parichinnatvam, anekatvam, taratamyatvam, then taratamyatvam, mithyatvam, anirvachaniyatvam. These are the features. Now, what about the consciousness? What about the consciousness? So just as the mirror, this reflected face has all these features, similarly, reflections of consciousness are also, reflected consciousness also has these features. But what about the pure consciousness? Pure consciousness is one, limitless. See, reflection of consciousness is parichinnam. Whereas pure consciousness is, parichinnam is limited. Chidabhasakaha has parichinnatvam. Pure consciousness has no parichinnatvam. Which means reflection of consciousness is subject to limitation. Because it is located. Pure consciousness is all pervasive, not located, therefore it is limitless. Spatially limitless, first feature, first difference between reflected consciousness and the pure consciousness. Then, reflections are many because of the plurality of the reflecting media, whereas pure consciousness is one. And there is difference in the gradation of reflections in keeping with the difference in the reflecting media, Whereas pure consciousness is not subject to gradation. Then this reflected consciousness has anirvachaniyatva, means non-definable. It is non-definable as real or unreal. It is mithya. It has no independent existence, therefore it is mithya. Whereas pure consciousness is satyam, it has independent existence. Reflected consciousness is dependent on the reflecting medium, whereas the pure consciousness is independent. Okay, these are the five features. Now what happened, the problem? So Bhastamalakacharya is saying, I aham nitya upalabdhi swarupaha. I am absolutely free from all. I the consciousness alone am appearing as many, many, many prithak, separate jivas. I alone am, I the only consciousness am appearing as many, many chidabhasas, reflections. He does not say I am reflected consciousness. He says, I am the source, I am the pure consciousness, upalabdhi swarupaha. Therefore, I alone am appearing as many, many, many reflections of consciousness, chidabhasaha. As what as karta, this chidabhasaha alone is karta. Chidabhasa alone is what now is playing the different roles as karta, bhokta, samsari, etc. Who is karta? The chidabhasa alone is there as karta, is there as bhokta, is there as samsari. It is this chidabhasaha which alone travels after death to swargadi lokas. Who is traveling to different lokas? You know, in keeping with the punyam and papam, either this, it is this chidabhasaha, it is the reflected of reflection of consciousness who enjoys this jiva status alone, travels to different lokas also, in keeping with the punya papam. That is why there is a verse, it is said, you know, sattvikaha urdhum gacchanti. Sattvikaha urdhum gacchanti means what? The jivas of sattvic nature, they go to higher lokas, urdhum gacchanti. And rajasaha madhye tishtanti. The jivas of mediocre nature, rajasic nature, they stay in the middle, madhya tishtanti, in the bhuloka. And tamasaha, the predominantly tamasic jivas go to adho gacchanti, means what? They go to lower lokas, adho gacchanti. So such going to higher lokas or going to lower lokas are remaining in this middle lokas, all these this travel also, journey, etc., belongs to only the chidabhasakaha. And the thing is, there's no such a thing called going up or coming down. Therefore, so I am pure consciousness. I alone am appearing as these reflections of consciousness. So I am free from all the limitations, all the features attributed to jiva. So I am consciousness. It's I am consciousness. Now, what is this then? It's only real fun. If you understand this, the fact is understood. So I am pure consciousness. I alone am appearing as many, jiva, these reflections of consciousness, then it is a fun. Because destruction of the mirror does not cause any destruction to the reflection. Similarly, when the destruction of the body does not cause any, it does not cause any harm to the pure consciousness. So this is the pure, the whole samsara is, I forgot my original nature. When I forget my pure consciousness being my original nature, then the role I'm supposed to play becomes very, very afflicting, serious role. The role I'm supposed to play becomes a serious role. So, it is exactly like how we ourselves project our own dreams, our own fears. Here, we ourselves become frightened of our own projections. We ourselves really project our own problems. We project our own problems means what? We ourselves, we get frightened of our own projections. Really speaking, it is purely because of the lack of discriminative understanding. What am I? I am pure consciousness, which alone is having fun, appearing as a different, inexplicable jiva qualification, reflected in the form of reflections of consciousness. This is the content of the second verse, the third verse. Is it clear?
Mukhabhasakodarpane drishyamani drishyamanaha. Mukhabhasakodarpane drishyamanaha. Mukhatvat prithatvena naivasti vastu. Chidabhasakodhishu jivopi tadvatu. Sanityopalabdhisvarupohamatma.
Then he next verse he says,
Yathadarpanabhava abhasahanau. Mukham vidyate kalpanahinamekam. Mukham vidyate kalpanahinamekam. Tatha divi yoge nirabhasako yah. Tatha divi yoge nirabhasako yah. Sanityopalabdhisvarupohamatma. Yatha darpana bhava abhasahano. Mukham vidyate kalpanahinamekam. Tatha divi yoge nirabhasako yah. Sanityopalabdhisvarupohamatma.
So here, again, saha nityopalabdhisvarupaha aham atma. That ever available pure consciousness, I am. So I am atma, implying the pure consciousness which is of the nature of eternity. Ever available consciousness, pure consciousness. So here, tatha, yatha, darpana abhava, the absence of the mirror, आभासहानौ यथा दर्पणाभावः आभासहानौ when the in the absence of the mirror when the mirror is absent what happens to the abhasaha abhasa also becomes absent abhasasya hanihi bhavati this absence of the destruction of the reflection is it real destruction no abhasa hanihi means reflection cannot happen in the when the mirror is absent there is absence of the reflection of conscious reflection of the face mukham vidyate kalpanahinam ekam when the mirror is destroyed and the mirror is absent reflection also becomes absent the reflection becomes absent abhasasya hanihi in this absence of reflection when the reflection is absent what happens to the original face mukham vidyate original face continues to exist without being harmed mukham vidyate without any problem mukham the original face continues to exist how kalpanahinam ekam without its reflection the original face remains without its reflection when the reflecting the reflection goes because of the absence of reflecting medium yatha just as darpana abhave in the absence of the mirror abhasahanihi there is absence of reflection also even when the absence of in the reflection is absent original face mukham vidyate continues to exist without its reflection kalpanahinam ekam without its reflection original face remains tatha in the same way dhi viyoge dhi viyoge means when the mind resolves dhi viyoge nirabhasakah when the mind resolves nirabhasakah means without the reflection nirabhasakah means reflection free pure consciousness is called nirabhasakah reflection free pure consciousness is there in the absence of when the mind is resolved dhi viyoge means sati saptami when the mind is resolved when the consciousness is separated from the reflecting medium how is separated in the absence of the reflecting medium the mind which means when the mind is resolved when the thoughts are resolved dhi viyoge when the reflection is separated from its reflecting medium in the separation reflection and the reflecting medium are separated when separation takes place when does the separation take place when the reflecting medium is resolved when the reflecting medium the mind is resolved when the reflection is separated from the reflecting medium means what reflection disappears when the reflecting medium is resolved reflection disappears then the reflection goes there what continues to exist is the pure reflection free consciousness nirabhasakah means reflection free abhasakah means reflected consciousness nirabhasakah means reflection free consciousness pure consciousness yah the pure consciousness without its reflection which continues to be there even when the reflection is not there, because of the reflecting medium being not available, and that pure consciousness alone I am. Saha Nitya Upalabdhis Swarupaha Aham. So disappearance of reflection of consciousness should not be mistaken for the disappearance of the pure consciousness. Not availability of reflection of consciousness should not be mistaken for the non-availability, non-available, non-existence of pure consciousness. So non-interactability of reflection of consciousness should not be mistaken for the non-existence of the pure consciousness. That is what we do. Why? It's purely because of the identity with the anatma, body, mind, since complex, especially with the mind. So that is what, but here he says, the Hastamalaka says, Aham Nitya Upalabdhi Swarupaha Atma Yatha Darpanasya Abhave Abhasahanihi. Darpanasya Abhave Abhasasya Hanihi Bhavati. When the mirror is absent, reflection also becomes absent. But even the reflection is absent, reflection of the face is absent, still Mukham Vidyate, Mukham Asti. The original face continues to exist without its reflection. Kalpana Heenam. Without its reflection, Ekam Mukham Vidyate. The face alone remains. Similarly, Tatha, in the same way, Dhi Viyoge, when the reflecting medium is resolved, thereby reflection is separated from the reflection, disappears, because it cannot exist independently without the reflecting medium, then also this pure consciousness, the source of reflection, continues to exist without its reflection. Nir abhasakaha, the reflection-free pure consciousness obtains. And I am the pure consciousness implied by the term Atma. It's a very clear vision of Hastamalaka Acharya. Okay. Manas chakshura dervi yukta swayam yo. Manas chakshura dervi yukta swayam yo. Manas chakshuradir manas chakshuradihi. Manas chakshuradir viyukta swayam yo. Manas chakshuradir manas chakshuradihi. Manas chakshuradir agamya swarupah. Manas chakshuradir agamya swarupah. Sa nityopalabdhiswarupohamatma. Sa nityopalabdhiswarupohamatma. Manas chakshuradir viyukta swayam yo. Manas chakshuradir manas chakshuradihi. Manas chakshuradir agamya swarupah. Sa nityopalabdhiswarupohamatma. See, manas chakshuradehe vyuktaha swayam yaha. Manas chakshuradehe manas chakshuradihi. It's exactly like the Keno Upanishad mantra. This is, he says, manas chakshuradehe vyuktaha. Vyuktaha means distinct. completely distinct, nothing to do with the body, mind, sense complex. The consciousness, pure consciousness, has nothing to do with the body, mind, sense complex. Absolutely distinct. The thing is, what you are essentially is an important thing. Even though you are absolutely pure consciousness. But our identity is with what? Only with the body, mind, sense complex. So he says, it is the lack of discriminative understanding of Atma and Anatma which contributes for the whole samsara, the problem. So he says, manaha chakshuhu, manaha mind chakshuhu means stands for all the senses, or the rest of the sense, subtle aspects. Adi shabda stands for body and rest of the subtle body, subtle aspects. Manas chakshuradihi, manaha chakshuradihi means mind, sense organ, etc. means body, mind, sense complex. Manaha chakshuhu adi. Adi shabda stands for the entire body, mind, sense complex. The rest of the aspects. Manas chakshuradehe vyuktaha. Yaha swayam. So the one who is absolutely independently existent, swayam tishtati, yaha swayam. So that Atma, which is absolutely independent and also distinct, vyuktaha, distinct from the body, mind, sense complex. And this Atma is what? Manaschakshuradehe manaschakshuradehi. It is this Atma which is the mind of the mind. Atma which is the eye of the eye. Atma which is the ear of the ear. Atma which is the prana of the prana. Atma is the speech of the speech. It means Atma is, Atma alone is the truth of everything. They say mind of the mind. This is the exact sentence from Kena Upanishad. Mind of the mind, eye of the eye, ear of the ear means what? That without which mind cannot function as mind. Sense organs cannot function as sense organs. So that without whose presence all the functions of these instruments cannot happen. The whole sukshma shariram is nothing but the instruments, full of subtle instruments. Instruments of perception, internal instrument of knowledge, instruments of perception of 5 different objects, then instruments of actions. Karma indriyani, jnana indriyani, antakaranam, then manaha, all physiological functions. All these functions and the instruments and the functions cannot happen at all without the blessing of Atma in the form of presence. Presence of consciousness itself, existence of consciousness itself is the blessing. A presence is blessing. Because of the presence of which alone, all these instruments are capable of functioning as instruments, borrowing their consciousness, borrowing their sentiency from this Atma. So Atma by its mere presence lends its consciousness and sentiency to all these instruments. Therefore he says, Manas chakshuradehe, manas chakshuradihi. Is the truth of everything. And by the truth of the mind, truth of the sense organs, truth of all organs of actions, the truth of the mind, nothing but Atma. Therefore, manaschakshuradehe, manaschakshuradihi means truth of the mind, without which mind cannot exist. Just as without the water, wave cannot exist. So without the consciousness, mind cannot be exist. Without the consciousness, sense organs cannot exist. Without the consciousness, even the body cannot exist. They cannot survive. Means what? Therefore, Atma is said to be the mind of the mind, eye of the eye, ear of the ear. Atma is the very truth of everything. So, this pure consciousness, upalabdhi swarupaha, pure consciousness, which is absolutely independent of this body, mind, sense complex, and which is distinct from all of them, obtains as the very truth of all of them, thereby lending existence, consciousness, and sentiency to them. The third line he says, manaschakshuradehe agamyasurupaha. Therefore, this pure consciousness lending life, consciousness, sentiency to the body, mind, sense complex is not an object of any of these instruments. Agamyaha means inaccessible. Agamyaha means inaccessible. So this pure consciousness implied by the term Atma is not accessible. Agamyaha is not accessible to any of these instruments. Mind cannot access consciousness. Sense organs cannot access consciousness. Organs of actions cannot access consciousness. And which means consciousness is not an object of perception, object of conception, object of even description also. This we know very well. Already we know this. That is what he says, agamya swarupaha. So this I am pure consciousness implied by the term Atma, agamya swarupaha. Aham Atma Nitya Upalabdhi Swarupaha. I am pure consciousness, inaccessible to any of these organs. I am the very truth of all of them. I am consciousness, the truth of all of them, distinct from all of them, different from all of them, even though not distant from any of them. I am not available for objectification through any of these instruments. I am not available for objectification through any of them. That's what he says, aham agamya swarupaha. Manaschakshuradehe agamya swarupaha. Which means I'm not available for mind. I'm mentally inconceivable consciousness. Mind can never conceive consciousness as an object. Sense organs can never perceive consciousness as an object. So no action can produce consciousness as a result. Why? Because consciousness is the reality, the very truth of the body, mind, sense complex, because of which mind is conscious and sentient, mind functions, because of which sense organs function, because of the presence of which even body becomes alive, therefore exists. And I am such consciousness. I am pure consciousness, manaschakshuradehe vyuktaha swayam. Manaschakshuradehe manaschakshuradihi. Manaschakshuradehe agamya swarupaha, inaccessible. மனம் புலன்கள் இவைகளால் அடையப்பட முடியாத பரம்பொருள் நான். மனச்சக்ஷுராதேகே அகம்யஸ்வரூபகா சக நித்ய உபலப்திஸ்வரூபகா அகம் ஆத்மா. I am that pure consciousness. I have to unfold them. Like I'm giving the literal meaning first. Now, sayeko vibhati svata shuddha chetaha. Let us see the literal meaning, then we will do again the unfoldment. Sayeko vibhati svata shuddha chetaha. சயேகோ விபாதி ஸ்வத சுத்த சேதாஹ பிரகாஷஸ்வரூபோபி நானேவ தீஷு பிரகாஷஸ்வரூபோபி நானேவ தீஷு ஷராவோதகஸ்தோ யதா பானுரேகஹ ஷராவோதகஸ்தோ யதா பானுரேகஹ ச நித்யோபலப்தி ஸ்வரூபோஹமாத்மா. ச ஏகோ யஏகோ விபாதி ஸ்வத சுத்த சேதாஹ பிரகாஷஸ்வரூபோபி நானேவ தீஷு ஷராவோதகஸ்தோ யதா பானுரேகஹ ச நித்யோபலப்தி ஸ்வரூபோஹமாத்மா. யஏகோ விபாதி ஸ்வத சுத்த சேதாஹ பிரகாஷஸ்வரூபோபி நானேவ தீஷு ஷராவோதகஸ்தோ யதா பானுரேகஹ ச நித்யோபலப்தி ஸ்வரூபோஹமாத்மா. ச நித்யோபலப்தி ஸ்வரூபோஹமாத்மா. So here he says, Saha Nitya Upalabdhi Swarupaha Aham Atma. I am that ever available pure consciousness implied by the term Atma. And Saha Yekaha Vibhati. Yekaha Vibhati. And Atma is one. The only Atma alone shines as everything. Vibhati means shines as innumerable, countless things. Vibhati means vividham bhati. Vibhati means shines as everything, shines as many, shines as countless, innumerable forms. One truth alone, aham ekaha, and the only consciousness shining as, appearing as innumerable, countless forms, names and functions. Vibhati, one the very expressive word Vibhati. That is why Bhagavan is called Vibhu. Vibhati means vividham bhati. One who is appearing as many is called Vibhati. But Swayam, Swataha, Shuddha Chetaha. Shuddha Chetaha means what? I am pure. I am absolutely pure. Swataha by I am myself pure. Prakashaswarupaha. Even though I, the consciousness, I am myself pure, absolutely pure. Prakashaswarupaha api. Prakashaswarupaha. I am of the nature of all illumining. Prakashaswarupaha means I am of the nature of all illumining pure consciousness by myself. So I am essentially of the nature of all knowing, all illumining, pure consciousness. Prakashaswarupaha means all illumining. I am of the nature of all illumining, all illumination. still nana ivadheshu. I'm one, but I, the pure consciousness, am of the nature of all illumining. Even though I'm one essentially, dheshu in many minds, reflecting media. Dheshu in the minds, nana iva, as though many. Nana, as though different and many. I alone appear as many in different minds. Therefore, I alone am shining as many. Ekaha nanaiva dheshu. I appear as many in different minds. Dheshu in the minds. Nana iva, as though many. I alone appear, project myself as many in all the different minds. And for the example he gives, how, so I, the only consciousness, am appearing as everything. Though I am pure consciousness by myself, of the nature, which is of the nature of all illumining, still appear as many in different minds. Nana iva dheshu. He says, sharava udakastaha. See, sharavaha means a container. Clay container is called sharavaha. Sharavaha means the cavity of space obtaining in things like containers. Sharavaha means cavity of space obtaining in different enclosures. Sharavaha. Sharava means cavity of space obtaining in different enclosures, such as pots, etc. So, in that, there, udakaha. Udaka means water. So, the water contained in different containers. Water contained in different containers. There, udakastaha bhanuhu. Bhanuhu, the one son, ekaha bhanuhu, one and the only son, reflected in the water obtaining in different containers. Sharava udakastaha bhanuhu. Sharava udakastaha bhanuhu means what? Sharava udake tishtati yaha bhanuhu. The bhanuhu, ekaha bhanuhu, sharava udake tishtati. One sun which alone obtains in different containers, the containers having water. How? As reflections. The reflections of the one and the only sun alone appears as many. One and the only Suryaha appears as many in the water in the different containers. Different pots full of water are there. Different pots are there, and filled with water. And in all these different pots filled with water, we can see different reflections of the sun. Okay, if you keep 100 parts, you can 100 parts full of water, we can see 100 reflections. If you keep 200 parts full of water, we can see 200 reflections. So in keeping with the number of parts filled with water, we can see different number of reflections of the only sun. So he says, sarava udakastaha. yatha ekaha bhanuhu. Just as one and the only son obtaining in different containers filled with water as many. Just as one and the only son ekaha bhanuhu reflected in one and the only son reflected in the innumerable countless containers filled with water as many, so also I the only consciousness am reflected in the different innumerable countless minds appear as many. Even though I am essentially of the nature of pure, essentially of the nature of illumining only consciousness. Saha ekaha vibhati swataha independently. Swataha independently shuddha chetaha, the pure consciousness. Prakasha Surupaha, am of the nature of all illumining. The nature being all illumining, Nana Yivadhishu, I appear as many, many, many because of the plurality of the reflecting media. The minds, Dishu, in the minds I appear as many. An example here is just as Sharava Udakastaha Yatha. Yatha Yekaha Bhanuhu Sharava Udakastaha Vibhati. Vibhati means appear as many. Appears as many. One sun alone appears as many reflected in the water contained in innumerable countless containers. But I am essentially one and the only pure ever obtaining consciousness implied by the term Atma. Sayeko vibhati swata shuddha chetaha prakashaswarupopi nanevadhishu sharavodakastho yatha bhanurekaha Sanityopalabdhiswarupohamatma. Please remember, I'm only giving you the literal meaning now. I wait to unfold these verses. I thought, let me make you familiar with the words, because now Sanskritam you understand, also little bit of Sanskritam you are able to understand. They're simple verses but very profound content. So I thought, let me make you understand the literal meaning of the verses first, then I will unfold also. Unfoldment will take only two classes. Finished. One class I can finish the whole unfoldment. But now simple, literally knowing the meanings. But still, the unfoldment is more important. That is where clarity comes. Even now you can understand. But still we'll do that.